It's Thursday, July 19th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new law in Rwanda, Africa, would require pastors to have a university education before they can preach in the churches there. The Worldview spoke to Godfrey, a Ugandan Christian man involved in Christian discipleship, about why this law is unusual for an African country.
But when it comes to evangelical groups, largely they've not been around for so long. Many of them could be about 60 years or 50 years. They come from this background where they have so many leaders who do not necessarily have those kinds of qualifications in theology, but they've been serving their people here.
Godfrey said pastors really need the foundation of the scriptures over a university education.
We need to take the word of God seriously in the church to see that we are keen on understanding that whatever we are doing, the kinds of doctrines we are promoting, the way we conduct our lives and our affairs, the way we are running church, we are following into Jesus' footsteps. And the best place to be guided over that should be the scriptures.
Acts 4:13 reminds us, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." Officials in Turkey sent American pastor Andrew Brunson back to prison after his hearing yesterday, with another trial date set for October 12th. North Carolina pastor Bill Campbell attended the hearing and said Brunson